720 WGN with John Landecker. Of course, that is the opening of Chicago's classic Make Me Smile, a combination there of the band and Linoid and Friends, who I hope are on the phone. If I got that right, is the name of this group Linoid and Friends? Linoid?
Well, that's pretty close, John. This is Roman, the manager of the band. We are Leonid and Friends.
Leonid, and thank you.
Leonid, that's right. That's my dad who founded the band, and he's right next to me, actually.
Yes, hello, John.
Hi. This is just an amazing story. I have so many questions.
We hope we can answer some of them.
Okay. How did you hear Chicago music in Russia?
Well, it actually goes back to the days when Leonid was grown up in Soviet Union, in Siberia, behind the Iron Curtain, actually.
Right.
And you couldn't go to store and buy records of American music or rock music. You couldn't even buy an electric guitar. But he can say a couple of words how they found Chicago then.
Yeah.
Oh, I just had to procure it some way to obtain it, to achieve it. And I re-recorded it from my fellow tape recorder to my home, wired it.
Yeah, but it was pretty popular among the Russian musicians.
Yes, despite the Iron Curtain, Chicago the Band was extremely popular amongst Russian musicians. And many of Soviet Russian bands tried to replicate or simulate Chicago's compositions.
That's an amazing, that's an amazing story, because I think there's obviously a misconception, or maybe it's partially true, that considering the way our relationship between these two countries over the past decades, that getting, quote unquote, Western pop music, including Chicago, behind the Iron Curtain was not a readily available product. And here we are today, and you have this outstanding group of musicians, and you're actually touring the United States. How does all that happen? How does a Russian band get to tour the United States today?
Well, I'll say a couple of words, because I was part of the journey with Leonid and making his dream come true. But I think what we're talking about is the real power of music as the universal language that transcends all the political boundaries and all sorts of other boundaries. And although Leonid was growing up all the way on the other continent, on the other side of the planet, the music of Chicago and Earth, Wind and Fire and Blood, Sweat and Tears always been communicating to him and being his passion. So they had to go far and beyond to even find more of that music. Like, for example, catching the wavelength of the Voice of America radio in order to listen to the songs and then transcribe them so they could play them too.
Amazing.
Pretty wild, right? And but here we go now, 4 or 5 decades later, and Leonid had 25 years of studio work under his belt. And actually, it's a pretty cool story when he turned 60.
Yes, it all started on my 60th birthday, and which was a retirement age in Russia 10 years ago. Now it's 65. I remember I was jogging in the park and recalling people who usually saying, when I retire, I will finally do what I love, fishing or gardening or some other hobby. Yes. But music is a main passion in my life, and I didn't want to change that.
Right.
But I think I thought it would be great to celebrate in some special way. And I called to my friends who all great musicians, highly skilled. And I asked them if they can give me the gift. And we we just got together in the studio and filmed a simple studio video as we were playing and singing, and I put it on YouTube without any expectation.
Right,
honestly,
right.
I thought American audience, especially Chicago fans, will scorn on us like all those Russians. Who do they think they are?
But that's not what happened. That's not
We got so many good waves of acknowledgement and great comments.
I remember the first time I saw it, one of your YouTube videos, and I'm like, wow, this is just really outstanding. And, you know, to be honest, there was a element of, they're Russians. Listen to how they're playing right. The Chicago music. I mean, it's note for note, not only with the instruments, but also the vocals. And that's another thing. I mean, I know a little bit about producing music, and obviously you know a whole lot about it, because you can have, you know, your competent musicians, you can have your competent singers, but you need to be able to mix and produce the sound to replicate Chicago, and that's no small feat. How did you do that?
Well, I'll say again a couple of words for Leonid, because he's too humble to try to praise himself, but I will gladly do that, because, look, Leonid actually, as he went to the musical institute in Siberia, he first of all learned to be the choir conductor. So for a few years, he did a full degree as a choir conductor.
Yeah.
And then in order to put a band together in those times in Soviet Union, you had to practically learn every instrument so you could actually get others to learn their parts. So he learned to transcribe and duplicate each instrument by ear. Wow. And then obviously years of studio work, he was able to achieve that level of production where you can get the tempo exactly right.
Right, the mix, the whole thing.
The mix.
Yes.
And realize that back in the day when they played those songs, the tempo would be changing throughout the song like 2, 3, 4 times. It's always a living and breathing tempo because that's how the music was played. So Leonid does exact, you know, duplication of that, because that's what creates the magic. The moment you make that happen, people go back in time. They're like in a time machine because they experience that what they experienced when they were young and listening to that original album version and track or on a radio and feeling those emotions and feeling younger and stronger.
We're going to do more with Leonid and Friends when we come back on 720 WGN. No, that's not Chicago. Surprise, surprise, surprise. That's Leonid and Friends. I'm sure you've heard of them, word of mouth, via social media and YouTube. They're on tour. I want to get this information out so I don't forget it. Saturday, September 6th at the Blue Chip Casino in Michigan City, Indiana. Friday, September 19th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. And Saturday, the 20th at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles, Illinois. So these videos, you put them out on YouTube, you don't expect anything to happen, but the reaction is so unbelievably positive because the performance is so absolutely incredible. Then what happens? How does it get from that point to sort of where we are now? I mean, you're on tour in the States. I know that you have a website with CDs and albums and merchandise. That's a giant leap from just recording a video and putting it on YouTube.
Well, it's even more than that, because imagine coming all the way from Russia to tour in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
So it's almost like coming to another planet, right? That's how we felt. But
I don't blame you.
You know, it was a few years while the fan base, the following, was growing. Video after video, Leonid released of the next Chicago song, the next Chicago song. And by the time I came in, a couple years since the project started, there was already a good 100,000 followers. And I said, what would you like to do with this, Dad? And he said, well, I would like to, my dream is to come and play in America, because our fans are asking, when are we coming to play? So it took a bit of work, but we got to meet Mr. John Huntsman, who is a former U.S. ambassador in Russia.
Yes.
And he actually came to one of our shows in Moscow back in the day. And he turns out to be a great musician himself and a fan of Chicago. So he walked up on the stage after the show and said, I want to play with you guys. And we're like, okay, you don't say no to a U.S. ambassador.
Well, not only, this is diplomacy here. This is diplomacy, musical diplomacy. Yeah.
Exactly. But we didn't know what to expect. You know, how good is he? We're playing pretty challenging music together.
Absolutely.
And so we set up a rehearsal. He arrived and, you know, to get his time was quite interesting. But turns out he's a fantastic keyboard player. And together we played two shows in Moscow, including July 4th event at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow in 2018. And obviously, with all that help, we were able to make our first arrival to U.S. in January 2019. So that was pre-COVID when we started to play our first shows here. Then obviously COVID happened to everybody. And but then we were back on the road. And by now we've played a good 500 shows around U.S. and now playing in Canada this week.
Have you gotten any feedback from the actual band Chicago?
Oh my God, yes. I mean, before we even arrived, Leonid has been in touch with Denny Serafine, who is a great friend of ours. And we actually, he has a fantastic book called Street Player that tells the story. And Denny came to play with us a couple of shows as well. And we met Robert Lamb, who actually also came to see us.
Yeah.
And we got to meet the rest of the Chicago guys backstage in D.C. at one of their performances. We've had all kinds of incredible encounterings, including last year we met Richard Carpenter because we do a cover of Superstar by Carpenter.
Absolutely.
Our lady singer, Xenia, does a fantastic job with that.
Yeah.
And so Richard Carpenter came to see us and gave us his praise and acknowledgement, and it was very special. And then we had even David Foster come to our show in L.A.
Wow.
Mr. David Foster, the royalty himself.
Indeed,
And, so I don't think he comes to many tribute band shows out there, but he came to visit and danced on the stage with us at the end, so that was quite fun.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting term that you put out there, tribute band. And I know what a tribute band is, and there are a ton of tribute bands around, but this is there's something more about this than a tribute band. This is
I tell you what,
this is heavy duty creative musicianship on its own. You're doing some songs that some other people did, but still there's something very unique about it, and I'm not finding the right words, but
I know what you're talking about, John, because I also thought about that. Like, I was just a cover band or tribute band.
No.
I came up with one possible name for it, which is called the Renaissance Band, because we bring back to life the golden days of music, that the absolute, maybe some of the records that were a little bit forgotten or they're in the back, but this is the golden era of musicianship and incredible creativity by the artists and musicians. And we give new life, and we put that new life and energy into it, because I think it totally deserves that. So we, you know, continue that legacy. And obviously with the special touches from Leonid and the team.
Well, I know that you started, I'm assuming you started just doing the Chicago musical catalog, but I also have been reading a bit, and you've branched out. You mentioned Earth, Wind, and Fire. I know that you do, I believe you do the Ides of March. That's also a band that's right here in Chicago, Jim Peterick and the song Vehicle.
Yes.
And some other.
Yeah, you know, bands. Over time, we definitely covered the biggest hits by Chicago, but there are so many great rock horn band from 70s that it just seemed natural that we would cover some of those as well. And obviously Earth, Wind, and Fire because they even toured with Chicago so many times. And then we're like, okay, what else is there? Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Wow. Yes, Tower indeed. Of Power and yeah. Steely Dan. And, you know, it just kept, we kept expanding, and our fan base keeps expanding as well. And they love all of those hits because we can actually bring life to them with the horn section we got.
Yeah. And once again, you've got to be complimented on the extremely on the musicianship and the vocals, the mix, just the whole sound is really impressive. And I think that's what everybody felt and saw the first time they might have seen one of these YouTube videos. It was like it slapped you in the face and you said, what is this? This is, how do they do this? You know what I mean? It's just like, how are they pulling this off? And you obviously have, and congratulations on your success. And how long are you touring?
Thank you so much, John. Thanks for the compliments. Well, we are finishing our East Coast tour right now, including Canada. And we will be back on the road early September with all the Midwest, Texas, and West Coast. So that will be all the way through mid-November. And we kind of repeat that route every year. So we'll be back again and again. For those who haven't seen us, obviously, I invite to check out our videos on YouTube because they speak for themselves. We like to share that. And beyond that, we also have an incredible original song called Speck of Dust, which is also something we wrote lyrics together for with Leonid. And we got a couple million views on it, and our fans love it. So just worth mentioning as well.
I'm glad you did. And I want to thank you very much for being with us, and I hope you're continued a lot of continued success. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, John. We look forward to play in Chicago, Illinois, and Michigan.
Thank you, indeed. John.
You're very, very welcome. Once again, that's Saturday, September 9th at the Blue Chip in Michigan City, Friday, September 19th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie, and Saturday, the 20th of September at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles.